This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Whether you're looking to buy your dream home or rent a sweet apartment, give Redfin your gotta-have-it wish list of property features, and you'll receive real-time notifications tailored just for you. Ready to see it up close and personal? Scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Don't wait to find your perfect match. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
I want to be the very best, like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test. To train them is my cause. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide. Each Pokemon to understand.
Welcome to another episode of Box Trick. I'm your host, Matt Brady. Joining me, as always, is Tiffany O'Malley. Tiffany, how are you doing today?
I'm so good.
One of my favorite topics today.
Yeah. Tiffany, I'm just going to say, I'm not an expert in this area. I don't know if you're an expert in this area, but I'll teach you, you teach me, you know?
Pokemon?
Yeah. You know? I want to be the very best.
You can sing it if you want.
I mean, I'm always
no
down.
One ever was.
Like no one ever was. That's right. We're gonna talk some Pokemon today. Just kind of like our Pokemon stories, what we've played, our thoughts on the series. How were you first introduced to Pokemon?
That's an interesting question. I'm not sure how I found out about Pokemon, but my first memory of playing it is playing it on the way home from getting it at Walmart in the car.
So did you have the cards?
I had the cards, but I didn't have them first.
Okay.
Yeah, those came later for me.
Yeah. See, I remember, it must have been like fourth grade, maybe. It was probably like fourth. It was probably like fifth or sixth or something. I can't remember, but I remember it was like, it was at the beginning of a school year and like this new kid came and he had Pokemon cards like nobody else did. And so like, he kind of like introduced us, like, you remember, cause I went to like a really small school, like,
right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. East Knox. Tiny. It was a graduating class of like 40, right?
That's insane to me.
Yeah. And, and so, you know, like, so like one kid brought him and then it was probably 140, probably like 80, but even still, that's still like tiny.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it's like, oh, then like everybody had them. Yeah. So we had the cards. We had the cards first. I definitely remember the cards before I remember the games. Okay. Yeah.
Well, our mutual friend, Mark Stone.
Yep.
We went to church together and we would, he had the cards and I didn't have the cards at the time, but I remember, he and his brother and we would not listen to the sermon and Pokemon cards.
I'm down. I'll tag Mark.
All right. Sorry.
Yeah. Mark is my next door neighbor, you know, growing up.
Nice.
Growing up. Yeah. We'd play, we'd trade, Pokemon cards and stuff like that. Nice. Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh yeah. So yeah, the cards. I definitely remember I had the cards first. I just loved them because I thought they were cool. Cause you know, back when you had to, you know, use your imagination for things as opposed to the internet where you could just find anything. Yeah.
The good old days.
Yeah. And you know, back then when it was the original 150 or 151 Pokemon, you know, and so God, then
they were epic.
They were epic. And then I think I'm trying to remember if I got blue before the TV. I started watching the TV show because I remember I'd get up and watch. I think I was watching the TV show, and then I got blue. There's the Foz.
Every episode.
Oh yeah, every episode. we just started doing giveaways when he.
Oh. We should.
What time he get? Yeah. Yeah, and so I remember the TV show with Ash, which is like still going.
It is still going.
It's still going.
Follows the generations as the generations continue. Ash is rocking and rolling.
How is he? And I still don't think he's ever one got a girlfriend or two won a championship. You know,
Brock has enough girlfriends for everyone.
It's true.
I don't know. I do know that they changed the way that he looked and people got really upset.
I don't like it.
And then they changed it back.
Good. As they should. Yeah. So then I got blue. My brother and I got Pokemon Blue. I still have the cartridge. It was the picture I posted on the Facebook page, my Instagram.
I don't know where mine is. I'm so jealous.
Still works. I booted it up to see who my team was. They were all level 100s, and some of them were ones you would have had to have traded for.
Nice.
Because I think I traded with some people on the bus. Like I had friends who had it, and we, you know, and that was back when you had the link cables, and you had to be real nervous because, like, if you were to pull it out, like, you know what I mean?
You gotta wait.
You gotta wait.
Oh, do you remember who your team was?
Yeah, so okay. I had a level 100. They were all level 100. So I had Jolteon. Okay.
Nice.
I had Jolteon, Blastoise, Machamp. Oh God, Arcanine, Ninetales, and I want to say Dragonite was the other one, or no, maybe it was. Victory Bell. I know I had a grant. Yeah, Victory Bell. Yeah,
that's a good team.
Yeah, yeah, they were all of 100s. So they were all stacked. Or maybe because I didn't really like to use like Mewtwo because I just thought he was like too powerful. He's too powerful.
He was like cheating.
Yeah, he was like cheating. But yeah, and I think I was one of those kids that used my Master Ball on Snorlax because I was really nervous about not getting Snorlax. Yeah, so I actually had to work for Mewtwo, you know, and like Articuno and stuff. But yeah, so red and blue, or if you lived in Japan, green and red were the original games. And then we started with the trend of getting that third game. For a lot of them, which was yellow, yellow was really cool. Yellow was like it was a little bit more like the show, just like the way they named stuff. And you got Pikachu, and your Pikachu would follow you around, and you couldn't evolve him. And there's a way to get like a surfing Pikachu. I don't really know how you did it, nor did I really care because I didn't care if my Pikachu could surf or not. But I just know that was a thing. Red and blue, honestly, I would put in top 10 RPGs of all time. Red and blue are that good. They're right up there with games like Chrono Trigger, Diablo 2, I mean, Planescape Torment. I mean, like, when you think of all of the biggest, like, RPGs in video games mm-hmm. ever, yeah, red and blue are right there. Red, blue, yellow.
So I also started with blue.
Yeah.
And then later on got yellow when yellow came out. Mm-hmm. But I just want to point out this. Did you have a Game Genie?
I had not for my Game Boy, but okay. I had a Game Genie for like NES, Super NES, and Genesis. I actually still have my original Game Genie for my Sega Genesis.
Mine's got to be somewhere. I'm not sure where, but so after I didn't get it until after I beat Pokemon like once.
Yeah.
And then after I got the Game Genie and I learned all these codes from, like, I think was the internet, like,
it was coming around.
It was really vague. Maybe my cousin gave me the codes or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah, because Red and Blue came out in America in like 98.
98, yeah.
And it was like 96 in Japan. So it had been out for a while in Japan.
Okay.
And so like 98, 99 was kind of right when like there were actual like reputable sites for like video games and stuff on the internet.
Yeah.
You know, that was back when like you were still on dial up, but at least you kind of knew like where to go on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah. I must have gotten them from there, but I would do the codes for rare candies and for Master Balls. So I pretty much maxed everything.
Yeah, but you out. Didn't
like I took them to the level right before they would not listen to you.
Yep.
And then I would get the next batch.
Well, yeah, I always did. You can do it's the missing number glitch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where you surf around Cinnabar Island, the fire trainer, and then you get like the missing number, and then like you can use that, and then there's then that is a way you can duplicate items. It would be like your sixth item, so people would just put in like rare candies and like protein and all of those stuff to just max out their Pokemon's, max out their Pokemon stats. Yeah, I know you can do that. There's also another glitch in the game called the box trick, which we get asked all the time. Hey, is that what your thing is a reference to? And while it is a video game thing, our logo should show that it is from Metal Gear Solid. Is where is the box trick in that. But it's just funny that people ask us that. I get like emails and stuff about that. Oh, is that like, or just like when I'm talking to people, oh, is that a Pokemon thing? No, it's not. But there is a Pokemon thing called the box trick. It's something to do with you can duplicate Pokemon depending on like you put them in a certain box.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah. In like Bill's PC or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So that's first generation.
Yeah, Gen 1, I mean, still probably the best. There is a remake of it. It's Fire Red Leaf Green, which was on the Game Boy Advance. And they're really good too. But I kind of just think if you're going to play it, you might as well just play Red or Blue.
And I have Blue downloaded onto my 3DS.
Nice. I got Red because I have the original cartridge Blue. Yeah. And that we'll skip ahead a little bit so we can talk about that. So they just came out with, well, we're going to be about to talk to it here anyway. So Gold and Silver, which is the second gen. Gold and Silver actually just came out on the 3DS as well, the digital version. And it's the original game. All the glitches are still there. The only difference is that you can play them online and you can upload them to the Pokebox, which is a thing. And which is like Nintendo created this online service where you can pretty much from now on, you can take your Pokemon and like upload them online and you can like manage it on like a website, which is really, really cool and really, really nice. Cause it used to be, you could theoretically trade up your Pokemon, right? Like, okay, well, cause you can trade from Red to Blue to Gold and Silver. But you could like fight, but only if the people who are playing in Gold and Silver had original like 150 Pokemon and stuff like that. So and then once you got into like later games, like you know where we're at now with like X and Y and stuff like that, you can just do whatever and it's fine. Do you remember all the people who were like trying to say that you could get Mew in original Pokemon? or like blue and red. Oh, you can get Mew if you like, you know, go talk to the guy standing outside the Vermilion City gym. And then like, you have him push this cart. And it was like a thing for a long time. Like Mew was in the game, but only if you went to like a special thing. And I just remember being this huge, huge thing. And Mew sucks, actually. Like Mew is not like Mew, even like today, like Mew is like Mew is super easy to get now. But like
I love Mew.
The only thing in terms of like that makes Mew somewhat reputable or somewhat usable is that he can learn any move. He or she can learn any move. That's Mew's only thing. Like other than that, Mew's stats are so garbage that like no point in using it. Like
oh god. Oh, you crack me up.
Yeah. So anyway, so gold and silver. Probably in my opinion,
did you play?
I have two copies of silver and neither of which work.
but at least you have them.
I do have them. The save battery is dead in them. But I also have Soul Silver, which is the remake, which is for the DS, which is really good. Yeah, I went with silver just so I could get Lugia, because Lugia is sweet and Ho-Ho is totally dumb. and Ho-Ho was just released, I think, today in Pokemon Go, which we will which we'll get to. But silver, a lot of people argue that silver and gold are the best games in the series because you get two regions, because you can play all of the region in gold and silver and then go back.
Yeah.
Which is super cool. And
that is really cool.
And gold and silver added dark type, which totally changed things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kanto and Johto. Is that how you say it? Johto region. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those games were great. I mean, I also had silver. Mm-hmm. Don't know where it is now, but solid game.
Yeah.
Solid game.
And we should mention, we'll get to the N64 games, but we can go ahead and mention Pokemon Stadium, so which I played and was a heck of a lot of fun. You could you could upload. I think Stadium 2 was gold, silver. I don't know. I didn't really play Pokemon Stadium 2, but Pokemon Stadium 1, you could play with the characters from Red, Blue, and Yellow.
Yeah,
you could like upload your Pokemon, and then you could see them in like 3D battles, which was really.
I never owned Pokemon Stadium for some reason, but I played Pokemon Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure.
They're really cool. Yeah, you had the transfer pack, and it was an easy way to get. If you played it on the N64, so like if you put it in and then played it on the N64, it's kind of like the Super Game Boy for the Nintendo or the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
But it was like it only worked with Pokemon. Mm-hmm. There was like a special thing you could do, and I think it was a way you could get Hitmonlee and Hitmonchan. I remember doing it back in the day, but I don't remember exactly what it was or exactly how it worked. But Pokemon Stadium also had some really cool like mini games, some like Mario Party type mini games. Mm-hmm. There was like one where there was like rocks being shot or something, and you had like Kakunas, and you'd have to like harden at the right time. That was pretty cool. And then there's one, there's the Lickitung one in the kitchen where you have to like run around and eat the food and stuff. And I think there was a Magikarp one. I don't remember.
Which was useless.
Yeah, which is useless. Yeah. So gold and silver. I mean, they were great. They were like the next step up and everything got so much better.
Those were on the Game Boy Color, we should add.
Yeah, Game Boy Color. But again, you can play Game Boy Color games on an original Game Boy. It'll just play them in, or green, because that's the...
Right, yeah.
That's the screen. And I will say, I don't know if this is if this works for all Game Boy games on Virtual Console, but I know it works for Pokemon. If you have it on the 3DS, you can like switch and put on like the green filter if you want, which is really cool.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you like you press maybe like LR and X or something. Okay. And then you can like flip between them. And you can also change the aspect ratio. You can change it to what it would look like on an original Game Boy. And you can or you can have it big and stretched. It looks a lot better big and stretched. Because it keeps it in the same aspect ratio, doesn't lower it. Kind of like how if you were to play Game Boy games on the Game Boy Advance, I think you'd press like L or R and you can change it to like the original Game Boy screen size or have it blow it up because the Game Boy Advance would expand it.
Right.
So yeah, gold and silver. I mean, great. You get two regions. They added like a ton of Pokemon from that gen. And going forward, that certainly becomes a thing. Adding Pokemon more and more and more.
So many.
Yeah. Fralligator, that was who I went with in gold and silver. I don't know what he's called as the young one. But he ends up becoming Fralligator.
Totodile.
Yeah, Totodile, yeah. Tatoodle, as I like to call him.
Tatoodle. I like that.
Tatoodle.
I went with Chikorita.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Chikorita.
Yep. Which I usually am not a grass starter person, but I
yeah. Yeah, I mean, grass is okay. Like, Bulbasaur is okay. Yeah. But it's like, do you want Venusaur or do you want Blastoise? I mean, come on.
We're forgetting the best one of the three.
Oh, God. Everyone's like, Charizard. Yeah.
Do I sound like that?
Charizard. No, but that's how most. It was like when you get to X and Y, and which we'll get to, and they added, like, oh, the mega evolutions. And of course, Charizard gets one, which turns him into a dragon because everybody's complained forever that Charizard's dragon. Why is he not a dragon type? Gee, many Christmas.
Now he's fire and dragon.
Yeah, so dumb. So dumb.
You know how I feel about dinosaurs. Of course I was going to pick Charmander. He looks like a little dinosaur.
And so Squirtle.
Yeah, he was more like a turtle. Yeah. I do enjoy Squirtle. I'm not hating on Squirtle. I love Squirtle.
Squirtle's great. Yeah, and in Pokemon Yellow, you can get all the starters, just like the game, just like the show.
Right.
So then we get to the third generation, which is the Ruby Sapphire generation.
Yep.
I will say I did not play Ruby or Sapphire back in the day, but I do own Omega Ruby. And this is the one typically people argue is probably the worst generation. Mm-hmm. And I see why. I see why.
Let me look these up.
This is, yeah. Ruby and Sapphire just, I don't know. I don't know why a lot of people didn't like it, I guess. It introduced like a time mechanic.
Oh, well. You know what? Every time people put time mechanics in, they screw it up. Like, people just don't like
it. I mean, it still sold, 16 million games. Right. It's just usually ends up people like, I've read this is the one people didn't like.
Yeah, I'm looking at these Pokemon and I'm with people on that one.
Yeah, let's go
there's
to
there's not that great.
yeah, let's go to Bulbapedia.
I mean, there's some OGs in here. Like Muk and Koffing and Weezing and Electrode and all.
There's some pretty cool. There's some pretty cool game. There's some pretty cool Pokemon that were added this gen, like Seedot, who turns into Shiftry. Shiftry's kind of cool. Zangoose is kind of cool, and then of course you get the legendaries Groudon and Kyogre or whatever. Groudon's way cooler. And then an X and Y, rather than getting a evolution, they get like a D evolution, which makes them like more primal.
Right.
Ruby Sapphire also introduced double battles, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. Double battles are pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm just like looking at these and I'm looking at the starters. I think I chose.
I chose whichever one turns into Blaziken. The red one, the fire one.
Chose Torchic.
Yeah, Torchic turns into, oh God, it looks so dumb. But then Blaziken, who's fire and fighting.
Right. It looks like a chicken with 70s dancing pants on.
Yep.
If you need to know what it looks like.
Yep. And so, this is Gen 3. And then technically, Fire Red, Leaf Green were this gen. I know we forgot to mention Crystal, which was the last one. And then Emerald. Which was the other one. It's like the it's like the yellow or the crystal of this generation.
Yeah.
And Crystal actually did some pretty cool things. Like Crystal introduced, it was the first time where you saw like animated sprites. Pokemon started to have animated sprites. Oh God. And who is the legendary in this one? I know what he's called. He's in Smash Brothers. You have to fight Emerald.
Oh,
Emerald. That's the big green dragon thing. You get to fight him in Smash Brothers.
Oh yeah.
In Smash Brothers, Smash Brothers Brawl, I want to say. He's like a boss in the thing.
I don't remember his name.
Yeah, I don't remember his name. I have Bulbapedia looked up and I can't even find it. There's like 700 Pokemon at this point. So if you kind of don't know their name, you're like, well,
give me the original 151. I got you, right?
I got it too.
But after that, I'm getting a little.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I kind of took like a break from Pokemon for a long time. Mm-hmm. So I actually missed like I played a little bit of Gen 3 back in the day. Like I my brother had it and I played it for like 10 minutes. So I didn't really play it until I got Omega Ruby. Okay. So yeah, I kind of missed Gen 3. Now Gen 4, I played Soul Silver. But Diamond and Pearl, this is one I've heard a lot of like people who are like diehard fans say like Diamond and Pearl are the best. Really? Yeah, it's kind of like when we get into we were talking about Zelda, and you have the people who are just like, you know, it's like this is the game they stick on. Diamond and Pearl is pretty cool. It has some pretty cool legendaries. I think this was for the DS too. So this would have been the first DS, obviously Diamond. Yeah. And Pearl. Okay. Makes sense. Diamond, Pearl, and Platinum.
I had Diamond and I chose Piplup, the little one that looked like a, penguin.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Water type.
I'm trying to look at the starters here.
Turtwig, Chimchar, and Piplup.
No. Chimchar's cool.
The monkey one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Diamond and Pearl. Oh, no. Yeah, the leaf dude is pretty cool, too. Oh, yeah, here we go.
They're pretty good starters.
Yeah. Chimchar.
Because like the full evolutions of the starters are like the dual types. So like Torterra,
mm-hmm.
He's grass and ground. Mm-hmm. And then Infernape is fire and fighting. And
Infernape. Yeah, Infernape is sick.
Yeah.
I used him. I think I used him. Yeah. Empoleon. Cool. Yeah, Empoleon I think is actually... I'm sure people are listening. Like you guys know nothing about Pokemon. I think Empoleon is like the best starting Pokemon. Like when he's maxed out, like all the way, yeah. I think he ends up being the best because Water and Steel is a pretty sick combo.
I agree.
So yeah, so Diamond and Pearl, and I think that was you could match it with Pokemon Colosseum.
I don't know.
Correct. Yeah. I don't know. Sorry, guys. I didn't really like. I kind of missed Diamond and Pearl. So let's just go ahead and go to Gen 5, which is Black and White and Black and White 2. The first time we actually get a sequel. Right. Again, Black and White really good. Black and White 2 again also really good. It's the first game where you kind of it's like your it doesn't carry over, but like you need it's like it is kind of worth it to play them. To play them both.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Boom. Gen 5 Pokemon. Yeah. Yeah. Again, came out at the end of the DS. I think it's like one of the best selling games ever. Like Black and White 2.
I have White. I started with Oshawott, mm-hmm. the water type.
Yeah. The little he's like a little bear type thing.
I usually choose the cutest one.
you think Oshawott's cuter than Snivy? The grass one. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then let's just go ahead and get to X and Y. Who did you choose in X and Y?
Okay, so I had Y.
I had X, or I have X.
Yeah. So I still have I mean, I still have a few of these. I don't know where some of my games went. It was insane. I chose Fennekin.
What? See, that's where you went wrong. Because I chose arguably one of my favorite Pokemon ever, and we're going to get to this later. Tiffany and I put together a team just of our favorite Pokemon. Yeah, and not his evolved form. I want him like this. I went with Froakie. His name is Froakie, and he's a frog. What could be possibly better? I didn't even want to evolve him, but he does... But he does turn into Greninja, and X and Y are really good. X and Y was like a throwback kind of to, I'd say like Red and Blue. Just kind of the way it played, it felt very much like Red and Blue. I guess you really want to call it 3D Pokemon because it's for the 3DS. Mm-hmm. God, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Because that was really like me getting like back hardcore into Pokemon, and mm-hmm. I probably have like I'd say like 80 hours in it. I got my brother Y. We've battled, we've traded.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so
this
good.
This is the one where they start like reaching though, because we're running out of like things to make Pokemon. So there's mm-hmm. some in here that you're like. Like, wait a minute, what? Like, the one that looks like a sword. I can't remember what it was
called. Oh, yeah. I know you're talking about. And then there's like Chandelure, who's like a chandelier. Yeah.
You're like, wait a minute, what's happening right now?
Yeah.
Hone Edge or whatever.
Yeah.
Hone Edge, it's like a sword and dual blade.
Yeah.
Two swords. Like,
there's literally a garbage Pokemon at some point. I mean, literally a garbage one. But you guys, this one had it a lot of, because I remember I went back and I was like diving back into it. Like Hawlucha is sick. He's like a luchador like hawk thing, and it's pretty cool. Yeah. And he's fighting and flying, which is super cool because I was like, oh, he's like so versatile. Like that's my thing as I start to go into versatile. And this one was the one that added fairy type.
Such a good type.
It is such a good type because for the longest time there was nothing to really counter dragon. Mm-hmm. It's like dragon beats dragon. So then they're like, okay, well, we put in fairy and that kind of balances it out.
Yeah.
This game X and Y also introduced mega evolutions, which then boom, I mean, it blows everything else out of the water. Cause now there's tons of new types of things to do. And this game, you could go back and you could get some of the starters from Red, Blue, and Yellow, which is cool.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Very neat.
Mm-hmm. And then we had, Omega Ruby, Sapphire. And then we get to Sun and Moon, and just came out Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon. I don't have either, but Tiffany, you have Sun or Moon?
I have Moon.
Okay.
I'm not going to do the Ultras because,
yeah,
I got other stuff I gotta get.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, I'll probably buy one of them. I'll probably buy Ultra Sun maybe.
Yeah,
or Ultra Moon. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, oh, either one of those is your only options.
Yeah.
I went and I chose. These starters were hard for me.
Okay, this one's so obvious. Okay, you got Rowlet.
I love owls.
Yeah.
Okay, but then. That cat's really cute. Litten. And then there's like a seal looking one.
You got to go with, what is it? Papilio, the seal thing. Look at his nose.
It's adorable. I agree. But I went with Litten.
The cat.
Yeah. Because Incineroar is bad ace.
Okay. I'll have.
So good. Fire and dark type. Come on.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. No, it's real cool.
Oh, and then we forgot to mention shiny types too, because they're shiny type, and that changes. Like, well, how do you get the white version of this cat? There's a white version.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's pretty sick.
But I do like how they put some of the originals in here. Like you can get like Pikachu.
Oh, so he evolves. Okay, so he evolves into Toracat, mm-hmm. and then Toracat evolves. Into let me check out Incineroar here. Oh, okay, Incineroar is pretty badass.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is like, my favorite cards to play in the online trading card game.
Okay.
Because he just smokes everyone.
Yeah, see, Tiffany's been playing the online trading card game, and I just started playing. I downloaded it last week. I've been playing it. It's great, though.
It's awesome. It's great.
So, okay, so that's it kind of for the handheld games in terms of, like, the main series.
Main series, yeah.
We're kind of all over the place there. So
it's been a long time. Like, it's been, I mean, since 98. Come on.
We've been playing this
a long time.
Yeah, and you know, you kind of go back and forth between it. Obviously, the game I've spent the most time with is Blue and Red. I mean, I've replayed it like on emulators and just going back, and I've not started new on my original cartridge. I have that. I'm gonna have to go get a new one. But I've played through Soul Silver a lot because I have it. I'm just like, I'll replay it. Mm-hmm. And I played X. I put a ton of hours into X. But so let's talk about some of the other games. So
yeah,
I played a lot around the N64 era. Okay. So some of the games that were on N64. So we had Pokemon Stadium, which I already talked a little bit about, which had the some of the mini games, and then you could play it. And then there was Pokemon Puzzle League, which is
never played it.
Oh my god, it's so good. So it features no, but I can get it. I'll buy a cartridge to play it.
Right.
Cause for some reason its ROM doesn't work very well. Maybe that's just me. I don't know. Some N64 ROMs are N64 for some reason is kind of an odd system to emulate. Like some games work really fine. Some games kind of get jacked up, but, so I don't know. Anyway. So Pokemon Puzzle League, I mean, it's basically like Pokemon Tetris, but you play against other people.
Oh, that sounds cool.
So it's not like you're just competing for a score. It's kind of like Puyo Puyo, which is basically Tetris, but you're competing against somebody. So like, have you ever played any of those types of games, Tiffany? It's traditionally called Puyo Puyo. But like Kirby's Avalanche was like it. Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine. It's basically, so you drop two, you drop them in stacks of two, and what you do is as you build them up, it'll send over like blocks that drops onto the opponent.
There's a Mario Party mini game.
Yeah. Yep.
That's like the only thing I can think of that is.
Yeah. And I believe there's some like verse modes and maybe Dr. Mario that does it. Maybe I think the one for the Wii did it. So that's kind of the difference between like Tetris and Puyo Puyo.
Okay. So well, I played that on Mario Party 3. That was one of my favorite mini games.
Yeah, and so you can throw over blocks to the other people, right. And then that's kind of how Pokemon Puzzle works. We gotta play. And also it plays a lot of like the music from the show and stuff. It's great. Yeah, Pokemon Puzzle League is boss. Then there was Pokemon Snap.
You can't say enough about this game.
You can't. It's
so good.
It's by far. I mean, if Red and Blue weren't like the most iconic, you know, Pokemon and some of the best, then Pokemon Snap would be the best. Because it's so good. It's so amazing. We could honestly do a podcast entirely on Pokemon Snap, and that's what we're doing right now.
Do that.
Yeah. So basically, Pokemon Snap is really a rail shooter to be like in terms of how the game plays. Like, I mean, if you think like Time Crisis or stuff like that, like, you know, those games, Tiffany, at the arcade where you got the guns and you could like duck or something.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, that's essentially what a rail shooter is. Like, it means you are on rails. You're not controlling your character and then you just shoot. So that's, and you are literally on rails on this because you're on a train.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And you shoot with your camera.
Yeah. There's tons of different Easter eggs in this game, like depending on like what you take pictures of, what you got to look out for. And back in the day, you could take your cartridges in, and I believe you could like, if you took it like Blockbuster or something, you could like print off like screenshots from the game.
Really?
Yeah, it was a big deal.
That's awesome.
So yeah, Pokemon Snap. It's the one, like, I don't understand how they've never made a sequel to it.
Yeah. Like, I need this on my Switch. Like, can we get that?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. They had Pokemon Stations at Blockbuster. And you could print off. It was like a kiosk in Blockbuster stores, and you could print off pictures.
That is amazing. I wish I would have
known. You should Wikipedia this thing to see what it looks like. It's sweet.
Okay.
And like they're called Pokemon Snap Stations.
Okay.
If you just type it in. They are like crazy rare. There's one on eBay right now for $975.
Oh, look how cool that looks. The little 64 controller sticking out of it. It's awesome.
Yep.
Wish I would have known.
Yeah, super cool. So yeah, you can do that. If you happen to know some of those kiosks, or you know, you see one sitting outside, like maybe an old decrepit Blockbuster, yeah, snatch that thing up. Yeah, because they're worth like $1,000.
Nice.
But yeah, I mean, I just don't understand how we've never gotten another Pokemon Snap, because it's so beloved by fans. Mm-hmm. And it seems now, like, you know, now that we have like the Switch, which we can take around, or even the 3DS, which has a camera on it, or even the DSi had camera, how we just don't have, you know. Yeah. I mean, I guess
Pokemon Go
is kind of, yeah.
But it's we'll not.
We'll get to Pokemon Go. We're still not done talking about Pokemon Snap. It is so good. And it was so cool because it was, you know, when you're playing the game, like, because at that time it was like Blue and Red, and it was like Pokemon Stadium. But this was really the first time where you get to see Pokemon just hanging out in their environment.
Yes, you know? And it was so cool when you just like roll up on this little train car and you see them in their natural environment. Like, I got giddy. I was so excited. I'm like, there they are. It's what we're doing. I'm not just walking through tall grass right now. Like, this is the real deal.
Yep.
And then all the little secrets like you were talking about, like you just take a picture of something and then some rock would fall apart and there'd be a new Pokemon there. And you're like, what? Mm-hmm. And then you got to get your camera ready. It was just so good. And I still have this cartridge.
You still have your Pokemon Snap? Oh, yeah.
Actually, my husband bought it for me, 5 years ago, maybe, at this game store that I want to take you to up where I'm at. They had it there and I was like, we have to get this. So we sat and we played it for hours one night.
It's so good. It's so good. It's exactly how Jurassic Park was supposed to go.
Son of a gun,
you're right. You know what I mean? Like, that's the people who envisioned what a Jurassic Park would really be like. It's Pokemon Snap. There you go. You know,
Pokemon
like,
Snap.
Hey, you got that Onyx just chilling out over there. You know,
you're so right.
Yep. Yeah. Oh God, it's great. So then the other N64 game, which I didn't really play that much, was Hey You Pikachu. Play that? Yeah. Okay. You kind of have like a Pikachu. He's your friend. You have like a microphone that plugs into the back of your N64 controller. There was a special N64. So the only N64. So there's the black N64, the standard one. Then there was the color variants like ice. Like I've mentioned, I had the orange one and there's like purple and stuff like that. The only other one that exists is the Pikachu N64. Have you seen either of these?
I haven't.
The North America one is blue and yellow and has like Pikachu on it. The Japanese one, which is way better, is orange and yellow.
Of course.
You should totally look these up.
I'm looking it up right now. Oh.
And then the on-off switch. The on-off switch is a Pokeball and the reset button is Pikachu's foot.
And his cheeks light up when you turn it on.
Yep.
That's cute.
Yeah, and then the controller is orange and
to match. So, yep.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the Japanese one is a lot cooler than
I'm digging the orange.
And I believe the N64 is actually not a difficult system to mod. It's because it's region locked, I believe. I want to say this. Maybe I'm thinking of the Super Nintendo. Might be the Super Nintendo where it's literally like you just kind of got to, because the cartridges work. I don't know. One of the two. It might be the N64. It's like literally like a piece of plastic you can just remove and then you can just play it. You can just play Japanese games on your N64.
Interesting.
I believe it's the N64. Now I'm thinking about it. I think it is. Okay, so let's move on to there's a lot of other ones like there's like the Pokemon Mystery Dungeon games. I haven't played any of those.
Neither have I.
One of the ones I did play though was Pokemon Pinball.
Pokemon Pinball. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Pokemon Pinball. Game Boy Color.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Pokemon Pinball. There's like a bunch of different versions. I just play the Game Boy Color one. I mean, it's pinball, but it's with the Pokemon. It was great. You had different levels, different Pokemon. Yep. You'd play in different levels. You know, it was just back in the time where it's like, oh, having a pinball game like on your Game Boy was kind of cool.
It was awesome. Yeah. Because, I mean, pinball is iconic. Like, even when I go to, like, those new arcades where it's, like, a bar slash an arcade for, like, adults, obviously, with a bar. But I go right to the pinball machine. Like, that's one of my favorite things to do. So,
yeah, you know, pinball is just a lot of fun. I mean, and it's Pokemon Pinball. This game got totally different reviews.
Did it?
Yeah, completely different. Electronic Gaming Monthly gave it like an 8.7. Somebody else I'm reading a review here said they called it a waste of a AAA battery.
Oh, it's harsh, dude.
It's harsh.
I disagree.
I do too, but I just
that's
just
hilarious.
That's just funny.
That was good. That was good.
That's just funny. Yeah. So looking at some of the other games, I have Pokemon Battle Revolution. I didn't really play Poke Park. Didn't play a lot of those.
No.
Dream Radar. Yeah. Art Academy is pretty cool. Detective Pikachu. That one's like coming out. Pokemon Picross. Basically, Pokemon has been branded into just about everything you can possibly.
But literally, like, there's Pikachu toothbrushes still, like, right now. Like, it's. I mean, Pokemon has not died out since it
was introduced
to the U.S.
Nor will it. So let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and talk about Pokemon Go. So I I've said before, I am a Nintendo shareholder. Nintendo's stock was around $20 a share, and literally the day Pokemon Go came out, it jumped to 40, where it's pretty much stayed consistently. Yeah. Pokemon Go, it was like, I mean, people, it's kind of died a little bit, but there are people who still play it hardcore. I know now you can like hack it, and you can like, oh, I can set it to where I'm in like London and stuff like that. But I know people that are like, oh, I've gotten to like level 40 or 50 or whatever it is, like doing it the right way.
Yeah, how it was intended.
It was like a phenomenon for that like first weekend though.
Oh my God. People who had plans to ever talk about it or anything. They were playing.
I mean, like, you would just like, it was like, I don't know how to describe it to like, to people like if you're listening to this podcast, like, I don't know, 20 years in the future and, or maybe even like 5 or 10, and you just, I don't know, maybe you were asleep that weekend or you live in the middle of nowhere. But I mean, you would like drive around and like everybody was outside. Like, I don't know.
It was like the zombie apocalypse was happening and people were running from it.
I've never seen so many people outside like
not once. Not since the '80s.
At once. And they were all looking at their phones. Like, it was just like, so
you knew what they were doing, and you would like thumbs up them or be like, hey, you play Pokemon Go, all right? Like, there was just everybody across the board. We all knew what we were doing, and we were cheering each other on.
Like, because I remember driving around the Mount Vernon Square, and I was like, I've never seen this many people in the square at once. Like,
there's some epic Pokemon in the square, by the way.
It's so crazy.
It's a hot spot.
I will say, I played Pokemon Go hard for like that first week, and then I was kind of like, I don't have unlimited data, you know it
would have been clutch back before Verizon took that from us.
Well, now I have unlimited data again. They gave it back. So now I can play Pokemon Go hardcore. But it was just like, the idea of Pokemon Go is super cool when it first came out, because like, oh, you have to like battle each, like, it's all about who can claim the gym and like hold it. But you couldn't really like battle people. You can now. So like now it's like a lot better, but it still is just crazy to think about how much like, it made Nintendo like $1 billion.
Yeah, it brought it, like, not that it brought it back to life, It gave everybody that spark again.
It definitely brought people who, like, because Pokemon is huge and it will always be huge because it's like way bigger in Japan, right? Like Pokemon is like enormous in Japan. It's big in the United States, but because Japan tends to do much better with the mobile, like the 3DS and the DS, you know, do a lot better. I mean, they do well in America, but if you look at like install rates, because obviously they sell more here, but if you look at the percentage of people buying them in Japan, it's a much higher percentage.
Yeah.
So like the idea of Pokemon Go brought a lot of people who like all played Pokemon back in the day, but people who like aren't like going to buy a like DS or something, like it brought a lot of those people back to Nintendo.
Right.
Yeah. And like, cause Nintendo had a big span of, you know, like, I don't know, since the Wii, right? I mean, they made the Wii was like a huge success. Mm-hmm. In the sense that it made money,
right?
It wasn't really a huge success of like keeping hardcore gamers around.
Exactly. If you were a gamer, you're like,
ah. Yeah. Then they had the 3DS was a huge success, good for hardcore gamers. The Wii U, which is a complete and utter failure. So Nintendo had the Wii U, and then things started to go downhill, like bad, because they lost a lot of money for the Wii U. So then they kind of hit like a bunch of home runs all at once. You had like Pokemon Go, and then they're like, hey, we're gonna do like the NES Classic and then the stuff, and then we get the Switch, and so Nintendo is like back on that okay, we're good path again.
Yeah.
But Pokemon Go was one of the first steps in that little that line of okay, let's get things turned around here.
Yeah, but it definitely was I mean, I've fallen off of it, but
oh, me too. Yeah.
The first, I mean, I'm a teacher. I don't know if some listeners don't know that or not. But so when that came out, I had nothing to do but play Pokemon Go.
Because it came out in the summer. Yep. Well, and the other thing is that the other thing that's super important about this game is that this is really what has started Nintendo making mobile games, right? I mean, like, hey, yeah, Nintendo.
Now we got Mario.
We have Mario. There's Fire Emblem. They came out with
a Sonic game right now.
That's not Nintendo.
Never mind.
Yep. But there is an Animal Crossing game which just came out.
Yes,
Animal Crossing. And so it's just good. It's Nintendo making mobile games. And it was good that one of their first mobile games was a success, so that way they'll want to continue making mobile games. And I believe there's also like a Magikarp jump game.
There's something
really,
like that.
Yeah, I didn't really play it, but
me neither.
Yeah, so okay, so any other, I'm looking at my games. Oh, there's Pokken Tournament.
Yeah, I haven't gotten into that yet.
Yeah, so it's basically, it came out on the Wii U and now there's a Switch, and it is like Pokemon Tekken. So it's actually like, hey, a 3D fighting Pokemon game the way it should be. It's good. It's a lot of fun. I believe there's actually like arcade cabinets of it in Japan. There's only like a handful of playable characters. But it's cool. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of like, you know, you get like Machop, you get Gengar, Lucario, mm-hmm. you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Chandelure is in there.
I can't get on board with that.
Chandelure is sick. He's ghost and fire. He's freaking sweet. Okay. Like,
next thing you know, we're going to get like a toothpick.
toothpick.
Pokemon. I don't know.
Chicken wing Pokemon.
We don't. I mean, it could be anything at this point. If they keep making them, we're running out of things.
It could be. Well, now in like it's Sun and Moon, where they're like, hey, we're going to do like different variants of the older Pokemon, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, that's a cool way.
Yeah,
that's
when I saw Growlithe pop up in the tall grass, I was like, what? And I was like, I have to have you. So that was cool. I'm always going to love the originals. Like those. I mean, to me, they're what I started with. So to me, they're my favorite. They're the best.
Yeah. Hey, you want to go ahead and do our team of six here?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So Tiffany and I put together a team of our six kind of favorite Pokemon. This team is going to be good. This team is just like our favorite. And most of, I'm looking at my list and five of mine are Gen 1 Pokemon stuff.
All six of mine are.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
All right. Are you ready? Okay. So I have Dragonite.
Okay.
Mew.
Okay.
Pikachu.
Okay.
Charmander.
Mm-hmm.
Clefable.
Mm-hmm.
And Eevee.
Ooh, okay.
That's my six.
Okay, my six are, when I was a kid growing up, my favorite was Jolteon. I just thought it was cool. I kind of tend towards electric Pokemon, liking them. But since then, my favorite Pokemon has become, and I don't know why, Snorlax. I just love Snorlax.
He's everything I want to be.
he's just so ridiculous. Like, his whole thing is that he's fat and he sleeps, and it's awesome.
And if you wake him up, he is raging.
I know. It's great. I love Snorlax to death. He's my favorite.
So he's on your team or he's your favorite?
He's on my team. Yeah. So my team. Okay. So Jolteon's on my team. Snorlax is on my team. Arcanine.
Yep.
Arcanine's on my team. Obviously, Froakie is on my team. Obviously, that's my ex Pokemon. Hitmonlee, you know, the boxer. Mm-hmm. Big fan there. And then to pull it out in last place, if I ever have to resort to my trump card, it'd be Farfetch'd.
Okay, I wasn't expecting that. I'm sorry.
Well, because Farfetch'd is like signature move is trump. That's his thing.
You're amazing.
Yeah, Farfetch'd.
Just simply, he's great. Amazing.
He's got a leak. He's just like walking around with the leak. He's sweet. Just like hanging out. So
he is. He just chills.
Yeah.
So favorite.
Who's your favorite Pokemon?
Yes. Can you pick one or even?
I'll give you two. It'd be Jolteon and Snorlax. But I will say, though, now I can say honestly, my favorite ever is Snorlax. He's great. He's just the best. Yeah. That's cool.
All right. So I can't pick because I love them both. Charmander and Dragonite.
Mm-hmm.
I love Dragonite. He's adorable. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Favorite type.
Favorite type for me is probably. It is hard. I kind of like electric. Just because I like the way a lot of the electric Pokemon look, but my favorite type would have to be water.
Okay.
Water type, yep.
I can get on board with that.
Yeah, so what about you?
Dragon.
Dragon, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if people don't know by now, I love dinosaurs and dragons, so.
Okay, so at work, like one of the guys at I used to work when I was in college, I was working at a restaurant. And so one of the guys I worked with for a long time, he was like super into Pokemon. His name's Justin, Just Clark. I'll give him a shout out here.
There you go.
He knows a lot more about Pokemon than me. He's like plays it hardcore and stuff.
What's up, Justin?
Yeah, what's up? We one day were trying to figure out like who is your spirit Pokemon.
Ooh.
And we did it by looking at like, oh, what's your like Chinese horoscope and your like regular horoscope, right? Because if you're your Chinese horoscope, you're given like elements. Based upon like what year you're on, and it also it could be an element, and then it could be like an animal type.
Animal, yeah.
Right, and then like your regular one also gives you like your zodiac one or whatever. Also gives you like an animal and like an element. So for me, I'm a Cancer, and then I'm also a Dragon. And I was like, I believe I was born in the year of when's your birthday though?
April 17th.
Okay, so we're both dragons. We're both earth dragons, I want to say. So then I'm a Cancer, so mine is like a crab, and so the element is water. So I kind of have a lot I could choose on, but what I ended up getting was Kingdra, who is the evolved form of like Horsea Seadra, because he's a water dragon. So that's my.
You need to figure mine out for me.
Okay.
I'm an Aries, so that's a ram, and I'm a dragon.
You're okay.
I want to know this. And I'm going to write it down so I can tell people later.
Okay, let's see here. Aries, yeah, because they have elements. Okay, so your element is fire. So you have, you have a fire. Yeah, okay, so you have a fire ram, and then you also have, you're also a dragon. You're right. Earth dragon. So you would have to find something that would be maybe like fire and earth and a dragon. I totally know who you are. He was in X and Y. Is it this guy? Is it Tyrannos? He evolves into something. Sorry about that. Had some technical difficulties. I don't know. You know, it's one of those things, you know, once you update your computer, it all freaks out.
I found what you were talking about, though.
Yeah, what's his name?
It says Tyrannos from Pokemon X and X. I think it says.
Yeah, but evolves. He evolves into something, doesn't he? God, I need to find the full Pokedex. This is the problem, guys. There's like a million. See, I like Pokemon database. I know a lot of people say, "Oh, you have to use." Bulbapedia, but I've just always found it.
You can go by type too.
Not Tyranitar. Oh yeah, is it? It's Tyrun turns in. Is it to? No, he's Tyrun, a rock.
Tyrant.
He's a rock dragon. Well, I mean, you are. No, we got to find it here. All right, here we go. We got to find it. We need to find Tiffany, a fire dragon here.
I mean. Charizard.
Charizard is a.
It says fire dragon
on Mega Charizard X. That's your spirit Pokemon. Mega Charizard.
That's me.
I saw.
Yeah.
So ridiculous.
I'm amazing.
Let's see here. Okay, no, let's see. Okay, no. Yeah, you might be. There has to be another fire dragon. Like an actual fire dragon.
It says fire dragon. You're just jealous.
Oh, I swear to God. Okay. firefighting.
There's this Reshiram.
There's so many of these. There's so many freaking Pokemon.
This literally says fire and dragon. It's from Pokemon White and Black. It's number 643.
Jesus Christ. See, this is the problem. 643.
I know, right?
It's so outrageous.
That's the other one that says fire dragon.
Oh, yeah. He's the guy from Pokemon White. Yeah, you could be.
I think I found the one you wanted, though. But this one's ugly, and I don't want it.
Tyrantum. Yeah, he's also rock. He's rock dragon. He's rock fire, yeah.
No, this one's Tyrannosaur.
Jesus Christ.
485.
There's so many Pokemon. It's so hard. 485.
Yeah.
Wait, 485 is saying Heatran. Oh, God. Are we looking at
the right? No. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. 776.
Jesus. 776. That's so outrageous.
Pokemon, but it says Fire and Dragon.
No, screw that guy. Yeah, I was thinking of Tyrantum or Tyrun who turns into Tyrantum, but he's rock dragon because he's like a T Rex, and that would totally work for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah, no, yeah, although I mean, yeah, Reshiram's pretty sick. He's a legendary.
Yeah, I'll take it.
No, let's just go ahead and let you have you could be Mega Charizard X. That's your freaking Hey, it's just a mega
I'm dancing evolution. At my desk right now because it's so cool.
it's so ridiculous. That's what it is. It's just because all the fans complain and they're like, "Oh, Charizard should be a dragon type. He's a dragon." It's so ridiculous.
Haters gonna hate, man.
I am gonna hate. Okay. Okay. So let's see here. What else do we have here on our list of here? So I think we've covered most of the games.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about the online card game a little bit? You've played a lot more of it than I have. I've played like a week.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so it was last year that I got really back into it. So I collected the cards as a kid or whatever, and, you know, get them for Christmas in birthday cards and all of that. And then I gave my cards to my younger cousin, and, you know, that was that. And then years go by, and then my cousin's like, did you know they're coming, like, they have all these new cards and blah, blah, blah. So last year I start putting some money into this, and I've got tins. I've got decks out the wazoo. I'm looking at my bookshelf now. I've got 3 full binders with cards and card protectors, and I have them organized by type. Matt, I got to show you this weekend.
I'm so down.
All right. And so to find that you can play online. And so I downloaded it on my computer. So I'm playing on my computer, and then it becomes like a workable app. So now, you know, I made a username. You buy your decks and you get this code and you enter the code in, and then your deck pops up on your app. And so you can use that deck, or, you know, you can create your own, and, you know, they have to tell you like how many energy cards you need in your deck, and, you know, how many special cards and how many Pokemon cards, and you create that. And then you can do like one player where you like fight the computer and battle, or you could jump online and you can play with other people. You can trade screen names and battle that way. And, like, it does everything. Like, it flips for you. You choose your moves, and then there's some like cool little like graphics that go with it when you use certain moves. Like, say if you use like Vine Whip or something, like, you see vines hit the other card. It's awesome if you haven't played it on the app yet.
Yeah, I downloaded the version for PC, and I played through like a little tutorial, and it was sweet because I was using the original cards.
Yeah.
And then again, just like Pokemon the games, man, once you get past that original 151, there's just so many, and I'm just like, I don't know who have these. Like, I will say that is one of the things I've heard they do in Sun and Moon. I haven't played it, but they tell you what the opponent's type is. When can you see?
It's been a while, but I mean, that's possible.
I think they said that was in the game, which is great, because honestly, like, that is one of the issues I've had with playing Pokemon lately. Like, playing, when I played through X and Y, I was like, I had to keep PokemonDatabase.net or Bulbapedia up, because I'm like, I don't know who that guy is
and who there's I should put against.
Yeah, there's so many characters. There's so many Pokemon.
Yeah.
So I'm always like, wait, what's that guy again? There's 802 Pokemon.
I was about to look it up right then.
As of right now. But that doesn't include Mega Evolutions and the new variant types.
Yeah.
Which there's probably like 900 Pokemon. It's insane.
I mean, with that, whatever they come out with next, I mean, there's going to be well over.
Yeah.
They'll be over.
There'll be over 1,000. But what other RPG series do you know that where you can play with 1,000 characters? I don't.
No.
Which is cool. Obviously, there's tons of other Pokemon stuff. Movies. I saw like the original movie back in the day.
Yep.
That was like the big deal. And I haven't really seen
it. I think I have it on VHS somewhere.
What? We might have to bust that out.
It might be at my parents somewhere. We'll have to find it.
Yeah. But what I'm looking forward to is, it hasn't been announced yet, hasn't been mentioned, but now that Nintendo's finally gone the route of having a mobile and console hybrid, it means that we will finally get a like true console Pokemon game, which is the reason I really have kind of fell out of Pokemon there for a long time, was because it's on handhelds, and I didn't play a lot on like the DS or the Game Boy Advance and stuff like that. It's like, why would I play, you know what I mean? It's like, why would I play one of those when I can play a GameCube or Wii or, you know, PS2 or whatever. So
I just had a great vision of like Pokemon, how we know it on handheld, but put into like a Breath of the Wild style map.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yep. That'd be so good.
Yeah, it'd be great. And there's
and it would still be handheld if it was on a Switch.
Mm-hmm. There's tons of other games to look at that use like the Pokemon formula. Like some odd games are, so look up some gameplay footage of, if you've never heard of it or played it, Ni No Kuni. It's a PS3 RPG, which is one amazing. It's like all the animation is done by Studio Ghibli. The game is created by Level 5, the people who made like Dark Cloud, Rogue Galaxy, and then they do the Professor Layton games with Nintendo. But that's like, that's a game where you like, you collect these creatures and then you use them in RPG battles, but it's like an open world, you know, RPG. But like you go into like a battle screen, just like you do in Pokemon, and stuff like that. So it's just really cool. It's, I mean, like, and some of the Persona games do that, and stuff like that, where you kind of collect these people throughout, but it's like a bigger open world RPG. Okay. And that was just, yeah. So that's like, that would be the, I think the way to do the Pokemon RPG. Just give it to us on console is really all we want. I don't know what they'll call it. Cause you know, as we run out of Pokemons, I think they run out of things, you know, because it's always
a double thing.
Yeah. It's always a double thing. We've had blue and red, you know, we've had black and white, Diamond, Pearl, X and Y, Sun and Moon. I mean, Salt and Pepper. That's still out there.
There it is.
There it is. Pokemon Salt and Pokemon Pepper. Got that.
I like it.
Yin and
Yang.
You don't
need any more, Matt. Yep.
Yeah. Pokemon Yin and Yang. Okay. You know, it's
square and triangle. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Circle, square. Yeah. I don't know.
Hot and cold.
Hot and cold. Yep. I got that. Yep.
Ooh, it could be all fire types versus all ice types.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my God. So I don't know if you saw this, but I know the internet did. So when IGN reviewed Pokemon Omega Ruby and Omega Sapphire,
okay, they
gave it a 7.8, and they said that part of the problem with this game was that there were too many water types. They said this game has like a lot more water types and stuff, and you have to surf around a lot. And so they literally said in their thing, you can go look it up, 7.8, too much water. And the internet turned it into a meme immediately. Like I'm in the IGN. That's like a thing. Anytime you look up IGN reviews, people will be saying like too much water. Too much water, too much water. It's hilarious. Oh my God,
that's hilarious.
So I'm on the IGN Nintendo voice chat. They have a big podcast, Nintendo voice chat forums. I mean, like, it's like a closed group on Facebook, and it's like a really good community. It's also like one of the, where I get a lot of my instant Nintendo news and stuff like that to check out. But for like weeks, we were all just like posting pictures of other games and saying like too much water. So people would post like Echo the Dolphin, you know, and things like that. games just, you know, that are like Wind Waker, too much water. And so then I remember I posted a picture of Link in the water temple, like in Ocarina of Time. And I was like, 7.8, too much water. And it got like 50 likes immediately. It was just great. It was like,
oh, that water temple, man.
Yeah, and then they and I know they reviewed something like a week or two after that. I can't remember what it was, but they said like in the thing, they just went along with it, like just the right amount of water. It was great. It was totally great. But yeah, I mean, anything else we need to hit on Pokemon, Tiffany?
Not as far as our stories go, I don't think.
Yeah, I think we kind of covered a lot of the games. So what is your favorite Pokemon game? If you had to pick one.
Pokemon Blue.
Pokemon Blue?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm probably right there with you. But man, Pokemon Snap, it's close.
But this is the top one, right?
Yeah, this is the top one. You got to go with Blue. It's the classic.
It is.
It's the classic. Trying to think of other things Pokemon are in. So obviously like Pikachu's kind of become like the Pokemon Nest. Smash Brothers. Mm-hmm. You play as a lot of them in the newest one, Wii U, man, you get Pikachu, Mewtwo, Greninja, Jigglypuff. Is that it? You only get those four?
Jigglypuff.
You get Charizard is a playable character. That might Lucario. Is one. In Brawl, you get the Pokemon Trainer, and you can play as Squirtle, Venus, or Ivysaur, and Charizard.
Nice.
Which is sweet, yeah. And Pikachu is like, I mean, like, go watch footage of people using like Pikachu in the original Smash Brothers, like the tournament people, it's like insane. And the people like who are like gods with him in Melee, it's like outrageous. And then Pichu was in the original. Something to mention. Yeah. So yeah. Go ahead.
I should bring up the fact that I'm getting future generations into Pokemon.
Yeah.
Every day I teach first grade, and every day I read my students a chapter from a Pokemon book. They're short chapter books, and it's part of a series. And right now we're on Journey to the Orange Islands. And then we'll watch like seven to 10 minutes, not every day, but maybe a couple times a week of the Pokemon series, the OG. Nice. That's on Netflix. So
it is on Netflix. And yeah, you know what? We can't not mention it.
Oh, what you're saying today.
Yeah. Every time. Yeah, even Fozzie knows it's upsetting. Okay.
He's upset about it.
You know, pour one out, okay? Time to get real serious here. Bye-bye Butterfree. Okay.
Bye-bye Butterfree.
I mean, did Ash make the right decision? I don't know. Okay. He let his Butterfree go to be with his other Butterfree fans. But Butterfree's kind of a boss, to be honest.
Butterfree's amazing.
Bug Pokemon kind of suck, but in Red and Blue, man, in those, right until you hit about level 30, 35, you can just wreck people because Butterfree gets like, or no, he doesn't get psychic. He gets confusion, but it's a psychic move. And you're fighting so many normal types that, God, you just like steamroll everyone.
Dude, and he's fully evolved at level 10.
I know. It's so sweet.
You're like, oh, still like trying to get Pokemon up levels. Oh, well, I have a fully evolved Butterfree, so.
Yeah, just make sure you catch a Caterpie first. Don't be one of those noobs who's like, well, I'll just catch a Metapod, and then you're stuck with some dude who can only harden in battle. So you gotta stick him in. Okay, pull him out. It's kind of like what you do with Magikarp. Where you're like, okay, I'll just put Magikarp at the front of my thing.
Just for a second.
So I can swap him out for somebody so I can get a Gyarados down the line. Dude,
and that's why experience share is so clutch now.
Yep.
Especially playing Moon, everybody gets experience points and you're like, yes.
Yeah, that was definitely one of the best additions
for sure.
Who was the best physical card you ever had, or what was the best Pokemon you had in terms of physical cards?
I don't even know.
I had we had to buy like it was like a booster pack, or it was like, you know, deck thing or whatever. I had like, it was like I had a holographic Machamp, and I was like, oh, that's pretty sweet. Yeah,
great. Out of my originals, I can't remember.
Yeah, I really wanted a holographic Jolteon. That was all I wanted back in the day.
Yeah.
And then if you went to the Pokemon movie, you got like a Dragonite, but it wasn't like the same Dragonite that would have been if you had the original card. Right. It was like a watered down Dragonite, but
I think they give out Pokemon cards, or they were in Happy Meals.
What? Right now?
It was recent though.
Okay. Well, maybe I need to go. I know they were doing Mario stuff there for a bit.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they had Pokemon cards.
So, okay, Tiffany, where can people find you on the internet?
So on the internet, so you can find me on Twitter at @TiffSwish_Flick. I'm also a host on Swish and Flick, an all Harry Potter podcast. We're kind of doing a few like holiday things until we dive into Chamber of Secrets. And so that is on Podbean, iTunes, YouTube, all of that jazz.
And you can find me pretty much on the internet at Super Games Bros. I also do a Star Wars podcast called Rebel Watch. I do a like movies, like TV series, comics thing called Second Breakfast. We do a lot of like Game of Thrones, Dragon Ball Super, stuff like that. Obviously, you can find us here on Box Trick, on YouTube, iTunes, Podbean, Patreon, just about anywhere. So yeah, guys, go out there, be the best like no one ever was, okay?
To catch them is your real test, and to train them is your cause.
I'll travel across the land, searching far and wide.
each Pokemon to understand the power that's inside.
Yeah, there you go. Gotta catch them all.
Gotta catch them all, you guys.
Yeah, all right. And as always, thanks for listening.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.